Kingsville is on the grow.
Kingsville, Texas. We're just a short drive south of Corpus Christi and well worth the visit.
Kingsville is Coolsville.
Welcome to a series of crazy conundrums, tall tales from South Texas, the podcast, and introducing your author and host, Tom DeFrancesca. Tell us a good story, Tom.
Why, thank you, Shirley. I'll give it my best. Welcome, everyone, to the second episode of my podcast. It seems like just the other day that our inaugural episode premiered. We've had lots of downloads from all around the globe, and it's been fun to watch the stats increase almost daily. In addition to Spotify, our podcast can now be found in the free TuneIn app, which accesses the largest database of podcasts and internet radio stations on the planet. Google has recently added our podcast info and linked to their Google Assistant, YouTube, and to Audible. You can also now find this free podcast on Amazon Prime, Amazon Music, and Alexa. Work on our new website and Facebook page is still in progress, and we'll let you know as soon as they're ready for prime time. Please sit back and relax, and right after this brief message, I'll be back to tell you some more strange tales. Oh, by the way, at the end of the podcast, I'll be featuring yet another great musical talent from Kingsville, and you won't want to miss it.
Come in and browse a while. You're always welcome at the Novel Blend Bookstore. Shop our selection of used books, unique gifts, featuring work by local artisans, and a variety of vintage vinyl albums. The Novel Blend is also a gathering place with comfy surroundings, hot and cold beverages, live music in the warehouse. Located in historic downtown Kingsville, the Novel Blend Bookstore. We're here to make you smile.
Please visit the Kate Apothecary, a unique boutique-style gift store located in historic downtown Kingsville, Texas, at 400 East Clayburgh Avenue. While shopping at the Kate Apothecary, check out their amazing Slow North candle line, a fine product from a woman-owned small business in Austin. Those soy-based candles are infused with pure essential oils, and they smell incredible. The Kate Apothecary, located at 400 East Clayburgh Avenue, across from the HEB Fuel Center, is open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Please look for the Kate Apothecary on Facebook and give them a like to show your support for locally owned small businesses.
We've all grown up hearing for most of our lives the saying that life can be stranger than fiction. And I have to tell you, I have repeatedly, over my 64-year lifetime, experienced more than my fair share of those experiences. We opened the bookstore here in Kingsville in June of 2019, and almost from day one, at least once a month or so, we've had a stranger than fiction moment occur. For example, we hadn't had the bookstore open for more than just a couple of weeks when a U.S. Marine pilot in training walked into our place with his wife to explore for the first time. By the way, we have hundreds of military personnel come through the U.S. Naval Air Station Training Center nearby every year. After just a few minutes of conversation with that Marine, he and I had quickly discovered that his mother and I had attended high school together at the same time in Northwest Florida, way back in the late 1970s. Think about that for a minute or two. What were the odds of that happening? The Marine was quite shocked, so was I. So far in his young life, he'd not yet encountered that many stranger than fiction moments he'd then shared with me. I then shared with him how after leaving Florida and joining the U.S. Coast Guard after high school, and going out to the West Coast for boot camp and then onto a training school, which was located a little north of San Francisco, I had encountered a major stranger than fiction moment. I'd woken up early one Sunday morning and had decided that I wanted to attend a church service in the little town of Petaluma, which is about 10 miles or so from the Coast Guard Training Center. And since I did not own a car at the time, I set out hitchhiking. After just a few minutes of walking, I'd found myself a ride and was dropped off just as we had arrived into town. I chose the first little Baptist church that I had spotted, and I was welcomed at the door by two greeters, and they'd been very friendly and had asked the typical questions for a first-time guest. And when they got to the "where are you from" part, I had responded with, "a very small town in North Florida that I'm sure you've never heard of." And immediately the two folks, a married couple I had assumed, got big smiles on their faces and asked which town exactly. When I responded with "Niceville," they'd almost lost their minds. "We're both from Niceville," she responded with excitement. "We graduated Niceville High School in 1967, he had exclaimed. "I had graduated Niceville High School in 1977. and had been floored by the revelation. Let's just say the three of us sat through the church service that morning as we anxiously awaited for it to be over so we could go get lunch together and talk all things Boggyville. That's what a lot of folks call that area back in Florida. Needless to say, I didn't have to hitchhike back to the base that day, and after that I had a ride to church anytime I wanted one till I left California. Let's fast forward to the mid-1990s when local dial-up internet had started to become popular. After a year or so of learning my way around the interwebs, I had begun to start searching for former junior high and high school classmates. I was particularly interested in finding my best friend Robert from the 7th grade in Colorado City, Texas. After searching for over a year, I just never could locate him. Not long after, I'd found myself out in West Texas and not too far from Colorado City, so I had decided to just drive on over and take a look around town. After arriving in the downtown area, I had noticed that the movie theater had been shut down and an inside flea market had been established. Since I love flea markets and since it was open, I decided to check it out. I hadn't been inside the place for more than 10 minutes when I heard someone not familiar to me call out my name. Surely they have to be talking to someone else, I thought. As I turned around, a man about my age approached me with a big smile on his face. "You're Tom, right?" he'd asked. "Yes, but I haven't lived here in over 40 years," I had replied. "Man, it has been a long time. You and Robert were best friends, and I used to hang out with you guys sometimes," he'd offered. "You're Randy, aren't you?" I'd asked. "Yes," he replied. I then asked him if he knew where Robert was these days, and he told me he didn't know exactly, but that one of Robert's brothers owned a gas station in nearby Snyder. And if I drove over there, he'd probably help me get in touch with his brother. What a strange encounter that was at the flea market. Later that day, I did in fact drive the short distance over to Snyder, and I located the gas station. When I walked in the door, I'd asked to speak to the owner. The young lady at the counter told me that he was not there, but she was his daughter, and that she'd call him for me. Within just a few minutes, I held in my hand the cell phone number for my best friend from 40 years earlier. We did eventually connect and spoke for some time on about how our lives had gone in total opposite directions and how we'd ended up now having very little in common, but he'd sincerely appreciated the effort I'd put into finding him. It wasn't really a great effort on my part. We shared that life is stranger than fiction experience of crossing paths together, and that was a very cool thing. Now, let's get back to some stranger than fiction events here at the bookstore in little old Kingsville, Texas. In early 2022, I'd spent a week or so really missing my folks. My mother passed away in 2001 and my father in 2015, so sometimes I really feel like an adult orphan. So it was during that time of really missing my parents, an unfamiliar lady walked into the bookstore and asked if we had any books on New Mexico history, and so I assisted her. I had then asked her how she came to have an interest in the land of enchantment. Some folks actually call it the land of entrapment, because you just never really leave the state once you're there, or if you actually do manage to move away, you almost always go back. Anyway, she had responded that she was actually from New Mexico originally, but was now living in North Texas and was currently visiting the Kingsville area. I'd asked her which town in New Mexico she was from, and she had responded with Clovis, which had taken me totally by surprise. Can you imagine her surprise when I told her that I'd spent 25 plus years off and on in Clovis? There's that entrapment thing. And that my parents had lived there for some 30 odd years. So then she asked me what my last name was and had been totally floored with my response. "Your parents and my parents were best friends for decades," she exclaimed. It was my turn to be surprised. As soon as she had told me her parents' names, I had immediately recognized them. Although I had actually never met the couple, my folks had mentioned them dozens upon dozens of times throughout the years. Apparently, the lady and I had just never ever crossed paths. "My folks thought the world of your parents," she shared. "Even though my father has now passed, my mother is still alive and active and still mentions your parents often," she offered up. It was a very nice thing to hear from a stranger who wasn't really a total stranger after all. Her visit had been a most timely one for me that day. A few months after the New Mexico connection had occurred, a man walked into our bookstore to take a look around for the first time. He'd explained that he was fairly new in town and was out exploring. I'd asked him where he had moved from, and he responded with Nebraska. He then went on to tell me that he was born and raised in Nebraska and had lived there most of his life. He was in his late 50s, I had deducted. I then informed him that I had lived in Nebraska as a child in the Omaha area, which is in one of the bedroom communities that surrounded it. And he suddenly developed a big grin on his face. I grew up in Bellevue, he offered. Bellevue is exactly where I live. I had responded as I began to feel the hair on the back of my neck start to stand up. After a few more minutes and my sharing with him some of the landmarks that I could still recall, we had determined that we'd lived within just a few blocks of each other for about a year until my father had received orders to leave nearby Offutt Air Force Base. The man was a few years younger than I was, and he had attended a non-public elementary school close to mine. So unfortunately, our paths had not crossed, but the connection between us was still very cool.
You know, while I was writing this memory down about the Nebraska connection, I recalled an event that had occurred a year or so earlier, but had forgotten about it until now. I'm a member of a couple of U.S. Coast Guard groups on Facebook and enjoy reading new posts. One day, a former Coastie had made an interesting comment, and his last name had looked very familiar. I clicked on his comment and asked him if we'd possibly been stationed together somewhere back in the 1980s. We compared notes and realized that no, we had never been stationed together, but he had been stationed with my younger brother, who also served in the Coast Guard. What a coincidence, right? Yet, in the back of my head, his last name still rang a bell. We chatted in a private message for a few minutes, and during that time, he told me that he'd grown up in none other than Bellevue, Nebraska. Bingo. I then asked him if he had a brother named Jim. He sure did, he replied after hesitating for a few seconds. I then asked him if his brother was born on a specific date and year. After another lengthy delay, he replied, yes, that date was correct. So then the post-coastie asked me, how in the world could I have possibly known his brother's birthday? And I'd responded back that it was also my birth date as well, and that his brother and I had been best friends for a year or so back in Bellevue. The fellow didn't respond for a few minutes, but when he did come back, he told me he had been shocked by my reply. The funny thing is, post-coastie could never ever convince his younger brother to communicate with me. His brother just wasn't buying it and had thought it was somehow all a scam. For him, life being stranger than fiction was just too much to handle, I reckon.
I tell you what, we're going to take a break right here. I'm going to offer up a short message, and then I'll be back to share with you my final stranger than fiction story.
Old-fashioned hospitality awaits you in Kingsville, Texas. From familiar hotel chains to quaint local inns and RV communities, Kingsville is sure to have you covered when looking for a clean and cozy place to rest during your stay. Kingsville's close proximity to Corpus Christi and the Texas Gulf Coast makes its location a quiet, budget-friendly option for visitors who wish to stretch their dollar a little further. In addition, one of the benefits of Kingsville's relatively small size is that no matter where you stay, you're only minutes away from local attractions, shopping areas, and restaurants. Annual events throughout the year include the Clayburgh County Junior Livestock Show and Concert, the exciting Wings Over South Texas Air Show featuring the Blue Angels, the King Ranch Ranch Hand Breakfast and Weekend Festival, and the beloved La Posada de Kingsville Parade of Lights. Additional event information may be found on the calendar page at the Kingsville Visitor Center website at kingsvilletexas.com. That's kingsvilletexas.com.
Located at 213 East Clayburgh Avenue is the hottest lunch spot in town and it's Old Girls Kitchen, which specializes in comfort foods right in the heart of historic downtown Kingsville. Old Girls Kitchen also offers catering services. To learn more about Old Girls Kitchen, look them up on Facebook and then give them a like to show your support for a hometown business. Now here's the final Stranger Than Fiction real life story for you, and it's very touching. About 2 years ago, some regular customers of ours walked through the front door one Saturday afternoon and informed us that they'd brought some friends in with them who were visiting from out of town. They'd introduced us to the out-of-towners, and I'd eventually struck up a conversation with the husband of the couple. And I'd asked him if he was originally from Kingsville, and he had responded that he was not. I may not have grown up here, mind you, but I spent almost every single summer here with the Smiths. By the way, I've changed the family name for privacy reasons. I loved hanging out with my two cousins who were brothers. Their mother was my favorite aunt of all time, he had offered up. I could tell by the expression on his face that he had had a great admiration for his aunt. Yeah, she's been gone for a long time now, he said with a sigh. So, your favorite aunt was Sally Brown Smith? I had responded. The look on that man's face had turned into one of shock and disbelief in no time. He'd actually started backing away from me. I'm not sure exactly what he was thinking. How could you possibly know that? He had finally uttered through shaky lips. Hold on just a minute, I've got something for you, I'd replied. Now he really had a strange look on his face. I walked over behind our point-of-sale kiosk and picked up a small book. As I handed the item to the man, I informed him that it was his favorite aunt's diary from World War II, while she had attended Texas A&I here in Kingsville. A&I is what Texas A&M Kingsville was called way back in the day. Tears had started to flow down the man's cheeks. There's 4 years' worth of entries in that diary, I'd informed him. How much are you asking for this? He had asked with a shaky voice. I'm not charging you anything for it. It's yours, I'd replied. It's been sitting in that spot on the desk over there for over 6 months now. Apparently just waiting for you to walk through that door someday. Thank you so much, he had replied with tears continuing to flow. How did you acquire her diary? He had asked me. Well, several months ago I went to an estate sale at the Smith home. Your cousin Bill had passed away and the house was to be emptied and sold, I'd told him. I'd bought all the books and boxed them up without paying much mind to them at the time. I had told him that the boxes had sat in the back of the bookstore for a while before I got to open and explore them, and while going through them I had come across the diary. I then told him that I'd reached out to Bill's brother about the diary and that he had shown no interest in recovering it at all. That fact had left my wife Jill and I in a quandary. We didn't know what to do with the diary, but it definitely was not going into the trash. Since we didn't know what to do with it, I'd simply left it sitting behind the kiosk on the desk, and it sat there for 6 months. Thank you so much for saving it, the man had said. My daughter has just taken up genealogy and will be thrilled to own and to read it. I'd started to have tears in my eyes. The man had continued to thank me with tears streaming as he left the bookstore with his friends and wife and was clutching that diary very tightly. I still get chills telling this true story, and it just hits the listener right in the heart whenever they hear it. In case you missed the announcement, I recently published a 95-page large format picture book of historic downtown Kingsville, and it includes both black and white and color photographs. In addition to that, I wrote several poems about my experiences of walking and working downtown. The book is entitled A Walk Downtown, Kingsville, Texas, Pictures and Poetry, and it's available at thenovelblendonline.com, the novelblendonline.com website. Okay, I'll be right back to introduce you to another Kingsville-based singer-songwriter, so sit tight.
Hey Kingsville, if you didn't already know it, there's this cutest little kids' wear place located in the heart of historic downtown, and it's real close to Harold's Kingsville Pharmacy. Paloma Kids Wear is a children's boutique and consignment shop, and it's located at 218 East Clayburgh Avenue. If you'll search for Paloma Kids Wear on Facebook, you'll easily find their page, and make sure you give it a like to show your support for locally owned small businesses. You'll also find Paloma Kids Wear on the web at palomakidswear.com. That's palomakidswear.com. So, for all of your baby and children's clothing needs, get yourself down to Paloma Kids Wear at 218 East Clayburgh Avenue, Kingsville. I'm back and here to introduce you to Matthias Azasi, a Kingsville singer, songwriter, producer, and entrepreneur who performs live for a number of venues around town. In fact, he's entertained customers of ours here at the bookstore on numerous occasions. An album Matthias produced in 2020 is actually entitled Live at the Warehouse, which is what we call the central section of our bookstore. Let's listen to this 2007 track entitled For the Way I Feel for You by Matthias Azasi, and then I'll provide a little background information on the song afterwards. Thank you.
some miles away. But I can see her just happily. And if I let my mind stray, she's right there waiting for me. She's in my mind each day and night. Still I wonder, does she think of me? She's in my words and on my mind. Oh, how I wish we could be.
Matthias reports that he's particularly proud of this track because he played all of the instruments and recorded it at home with a simple 8-track Tascam digital portastudio. For The Way I Feel For You later went on to become the lead track for his album entitled 16 Flowers, which debuted in 2012. Matthias continues to write, perform, and produce, although he's since taken on the duties of husband, father, and provider for his family. Some of his tracks are available through Apple Music, Spotify, and Amazon Music. Look for his Facebook page under Matthias Music 361. That's Matthias Music 361 for additional information. Give his page a like to show your support for local independent musicians.
Well, that wraps up a series of Crazy Conundrums podcast, episode number 2. And I hope you enjoyed it. We'll see you next time, and I'll have some more interesting tall tales to tell you. See ya.